Today we'll be discussing the sugya of mitzvah satluyos baretz, primarily the mitzvah of bikurim and whether it fits into that category. And the focus will be the words of Rashi in Kedushin Daf Lamed Zayin Amud Aleph. The Gemara in Kedushin Lamed Zayin Amud Aleph divides the mitzvahs into two categories. It's mitzvahs atluyos ba'aretz and mitzvahs that are chovas aguf. If it's chovas aguf, we practice it in Eretz Yisrael and Chutz La'aretz. The example that's given in the pasuk is Avodah Zarah. All other mitzvahs similar to Avodah Zarah, which have nothing to do with the land but are incumbent on the person, apply in Chutz La'aretz as well as in Eretz Yisrael. Shabbos, Tefillin, etc. However, mitzvahs which are tluyos bekarka, chovas karka, they're connected, they're an obligation of the land, apply only in Eretz Yisrael. Rashi tells us, what does it mean, chovas aguf, haynu eina tluya ba'aretz, and he brings examples, kagon Shabbos, tefillin, avodas kachovim, petach umar, mila, arayas, uchiyotze behem. It's quite a long list. Most of the Taryag mitzvahs fit into that category. Rashi brings a few and says, Kiyotze behem. Then, he mentions ones that are related to the sugya mostly, and then he says, Kiyotze behem, meaning there's more. Then Rashi says, Chovas karka, shemuteles al hakarka o al gidulav. It is incumbent on the land or on what grows from the land. Kagon, trumos umaisros, chala, leket, shikha, upeya, shvias, chodosh, arla, kilayim. Rashi presents a long list of mitzvahs atluyos bekarka, chovas karka. And in that list, Rashi doesn't end off ukiyotze behem, but he says these are the mitzvahs which are chovas karka. And the truth is, this pretty much covers all the mitzvahs that are chovas karka. Sages Ram is peyah, v'truma, it's mais, v'shvias, kilayim. Basically, he's going through the Masechtos and Sages Ram. However, it seems to be one omission that Rashi has left out. Strangely, Rashi seems to have left out the mitzvah of Bikurim. Bikurim, the last Masechta in Sefer Yisrael, is a mitzvah that's noig only in Eretz Yisrael. It's mefurish in many places. And nevertheless, Rashi presents a whole list, and there's only one mitzvah that he leaves out that's Tluya Baretz, and that's Bikurim. What is the meaning of this Rashi? My Rebbe, Rav Gusman, Rav Yisrael of Gusman, Zecher Tzaddik Livracha, once quoted this Rashi and brought out a beautiful jewel that can be learned from the words of this Rashi. The key to this problem seems to be in Tosfos and Bava Basra, Pei Aleph and Aleph. The Gemara over there is darshaning a pasuk asher tovi me'artzecha, which is written with regard to Bikurim. It's brought me'artzecha from your land, says the Gemara, ha'hu le'mu'utei chutz la'aretz. The pasuk is telling you only bring Bikurim from Peretz that grow in Eretz Yisrael, not if they grow in chutz la'aretz. Asks Tosfos, why do we need a pasuk? V'teima, amai itzrich mi'uta ha'amar b'soit perakamid ha'kedushin ko mitzvah shi'tluya ba'aretz eino neheges ela ba'aretz. Bikurim is a mitzvah tliya ba'aretz. Why should it be necessary for a pasuk to tell us ba'aretzecha v'lo michutz la'aretz? We don't have a pasuk for truma and ma'aser or for other mitzvahs atliyas ba'aretz to tell you lo b'chutz la'aretz, because we learn that from what our Gemara tells us, that any mitzvah that's chovas hakarka is only practiced in Eretz Yisrael. Why is it necessary to have another pasuk by Bikurim to tell us that it's practiced only in Eretz Yisrael? Tosfos first answers that apparently there was a hava mina. Tosfos answers there was a hava mina to learn out from a hekesh to basav achalav that bikurim should be practiced in chutz la'aretz. Why? In Shmos the pasuk associates the pasuk puts basav achalav. In one pasuk we find that it tells about bringing bikurim, and right away immediately following it says basavashav gedi b'chalev imo. And there's a hekesh between Basa B'cholov Bikurim. We might think that just like Basa B'cholov applies in Chutz La'aretz, so to Bikurim should apply in Chutz La'aretz. Says the Pasuk Ba'aretzecha, v'lo mi'chutz La'aretz, it doesn't apply in Chutz La'aretz. Tosfos in Chulin, Kufla Midvav, brings this from Rashbam. However, Tosfos in Bava Basra presents a second approach to the matter. Tosfos says in the name of Rashba that perhaps Nira Zelo Chashivi Bikure Mitzvah Tluya Ba'aretz. It's not a Mitzvah Tluya Ba'aretz. Of course it's only practiced in Eretz Yisrael, but that's because of this Pasuk, Me'artzecha. Without this Pasuk, I would have said that Bikurim is practiced all over the world because it's not a Chovas Karka. It's not a Mitzvah Tluya Ba'aretz. Why is that? Zelo Domi L'Truma Ma'isa V'Chala. It's not like Truma Ma'isa V'Chala. Dehasim Gufa Peres M'chuyavim B'Truma. The Tevel Ninu V'Asurim V'Achila. The fruit themselves become Asur V'Achila if you're not going to separate Trumas and Ma'isas and Chala. The dough becomes Asur if you don't separate Chala. That's what makes it a Chova of the fruit, a Chova of what grew from the land. Like Rashi says over here, Chova Sakarka Av Karkav Al Gidulav. It's chova on the fruit. It's tevel. Without that, you can't eat it. However, bikurim is not like that. You could eat all the fruit in your garden, and you won't be over any iser of bikurim. There's a mitzvah sase to bring bikurim. If you don't bring it, of course, you're over the iser. But it doesn't affect the rest of the fruit. It's not tovel. Tosfos continues and says that mitzvahs ha peros, a mitzvah that's toli beperos, depends on when the fruit reaches a certain state of growth. It says, midlochai v'truma meiser achi yismarech b'kri muchach shechiv toli b'peiros. L'fisha lo egia adayin zman chiyuven. Aval bikurim v'adei chovas haguf ninu. Says that when it comes to trumas and meisres or the other chovas hakarka, the fruit has to reach a certain state of growth, a certain stage of preparation. Before that stage, it's not yet ready, it's not yet going to be chayiv in the mitzvah. It's the fruit's chayiv. But bikurim, the Mishnah tells us, as soon as you come out in your field, you see something that's starting to grow, it's still connected to the tree, you tie on it a ribbon and say, arei ze bikurim. That's a mitzvah, that's on the gavra, on the person. It's not a mitzvah of the fruit. The words of Tosfos need, I think, a little bit of extra explanation. Added explanation, not every mitzvah tluya ba'aretz is tovel. Why is Tosfos making a rule that only if it's tovel is a mitzvah tluya ba'aretz? What about leked, shikra, peya? These mitzvahs aren't tovel the sada. They're not going to be oser any of the gidulim. What exactly does Tosfos mean by that? Chadash. I think what Tosfos means is that if the fruit is tevel until you separate truma and meiser, what it means is that the fruit is telling you, fix me. If you don't, why do you have to separate trumas and meisers? Because the fruit's forcing you. The fruit is twisting our hands by telling us, hey, you can't eat me until you take off truma and meiser. It's the fruit that's causing us to do it. Whereas by bikurim, there's no fruit that's causing us to bring the bikurim. Which fruit? What fruit? You could eat the fruit in your field. You have to go bring bikurim, but there's nothing stopping you from eating your fruit otherwise. There's nothing in the fruit that's telling you, bring me to Eretz Yisrael. And if so, by leket, shikra, and peya, it's again the fruit that is telling us what to do. The fruit is, by its own right, momen aniyim, if it's leket, if it's shikra, peya. Chala, it's by its own right. Well, chala we saw in the test was mentioned, that's tovel. But chodosh, I mean, chodosh by its own right is also, orla by its own right is also, and kilayim, these are things that the fruit tells us, this is what you're going to do, whether you like it or not. That's a chovas akarka, chov of the fruit. Whereas bikurim is not a chov of the fruit. The fruit is not telling us what to do. In that sense, it's a chovas agavra. Says Rav Guzman, Rashi obviously holds like the terrace of Rashba. The one mitzvah that he left out is bikurim, because he holds bikurim needs a special pasuk to teach us that it's putter, that we're not commanded in separating it when we live in Chutz La'aretz, because it's not a chayvus hakarka. It's really a chayvus haguf, as Taisva says. It's not taivul, and therefore it's not included in Rashi's list. Shiva went further, bringing a Rashi in Meseches Kitten, which seems to be following this approach as well. Again, a Rashi L'shitaso. The Mishnah tells us in Kitten Mem Zayin Amen Aleph, Hamoche es sodeyu la'ovid kov chovim, lokeach umevi mimenu bikurim. The Girsa of Rashi is what I just read. If a person sells his field to a guy, he must purchase the fruit of the field from the guy, and bring them as bikurim. He must buy it back. He must buy back the trees from the guy and bring bikurim. Why? Because of Tikkun HaOlam. Gemara is medayik from here that it's only Tikkun HaOlam, but not Da'iraisa. Because Midairaisa, once the guy buys it, it becomes putter from all the chiyuvim of the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael. And the reason is because Yesh Kinyan La'akom Liftor Eretz Yisrael Mitrumus V'maisus. That's what the Gemara is trying to prove from the Mishnah. In any case, Rashi learns the Girsa, as we said, that he must go and buy back the fruit. Asks Taisvas, you don't see from this Mishnah that the Chiyuv of Bikurim is only Midrabanan, Mipnei Tikkun HaOlam, and that Midairaisa Kinyan Akam is Paita from Trumas HaMaisus. All you see from the Mishnah is that there's a Chiyuv of Midrabanan to buy back the fruit after you sell to a guy. Midairaisa, the fruit is Kodesh. There could be a din of bikurim. If the guy lets someone take it to the mikdash, it could be chayiv. It's chayiv in Trumas HaMaisus. But, midrabanan, they said, you have to buy it from the guy. And therefore, says Taisvus, if the Girsa would be like Rashi, that there's a chayiv to go and buy it from the guy, the Gemara would not be able to learn from here that the chayiv of Trumas HaMaisus is drabanan. Rather, the Gemara would say, the chayiv of buying it is drabanan. However, Taisvus changes the Girsa. However, Rashi is not bothered by this question, because Rashi tells us, Rashi himself answers it on Mem Zayin Amid Beis. Midairaisa lo, says Rashi. E'en kinyin lo'eva kachavim lafkiyah mekdushasa. If it would have been kadosh midairaisa, then have le'inim kedushasa b'rishus Yisrael, kilo mishkana. It would still be considered the property of the Jewish owner. It would be as if he allowed the guy to take it as a mashkon, that it'll be a collateral to protect the loan. But it's not owned by the guy, Lagabe the Kedusha. Lagabe the Kaka is owned by the guy. As far as the Kedusha is concerned, the guy doesn't own the land with regard to the Kedusha of the land. The Kivan de Bikurim, says Rashi, Mitzvah deramyo alehi v'lo tavli le'esar peros ba'achila. Bikurim is a mitzvah that's on the person, and it doesn't make the fruit tevel to be eisert ba'achila like Truma and Meiser. Therefore, mechayev likach ulahavi velo dami lemaiser. Therefore, you would have been chayev midairaisa to buy back the fruit and to bring it, because it's your fruit. As far as the kedusha, it's not the guy's; it's your fruit. Rashi says beferish exactly the svar of the Rashba. If it's not tevel, it's mitzvah derami alei. And therefore, if you own the land as far as kedusha, then you have to not only would the land be chayev in Trumas HaMaisus and Bikurim, you would be mechuyev to buy it back from the guy and to bring the fruit as Bikurim. And Rashi says, because mitzvah derami alei, and it's lo dami the Trumas HaMaisus that you don't have to buy from the guy. Meaning the Rashi's again learning, l'shitaso, that mitzvah Bikurim is a chayvas gavra. It's not a chayv of the fruit, where the fruit saying, do this to me, do this. Who's the fruit talking to? The fruit will be talking to the Gaisha owner. And the fruit saying, you can't eat me. And the Gaisha owner doesn't care about tevel. If the fruit is telling us, go and bring me Teretz Yisrael, mitzvah rami alei, then it's a chovas gavra, and the person who sold it to the guy would have to buy it back from the guy. The words of Rashi certainly seem to point to the svara of the Rashba and Taisvas, that this is a chayva de ramyale, chayvas gavra, and it's not just a chayvas karka, a chayva of the peiros. The Rashiva also brings in the Sefer in Gittin, which is now printed in the Shir Vav, I believe it is, that talks about Afar Abam Yichutzlar, it's Os Chaf Dalet. He brings down part of what he spoke out, most of what he spoke out regarding the Din of Bikurim in the Shirim that I heard on Bava Basra, Chafei. And he also quotes over there Sifsei Chachamim, who says that there's a Rashi in the Chumash that says Bikurim is Chayvas Karka. Rashi in the Chumash, Shmois Chav Gimel, Pasuk Yud Tes, says Reishis Bikuri Ad Moskva Tavi Beis Hashem Elokecha Vashal Gedibach Levi Mo. That's the Pasuk that compares Bikurim to Basa B'cholov that I mentioned before. Says Rashi, Af Hashvius Chayeves Be Bikurim. L'kach Nemer Af Kan Bikuri Ad Moscha. The Sifsei Chachamim brings that the Re'em and the Gurariye have a Girsa. They change the Girsa to Af Shvius Eina Chayeves Be Bikurim. Says the Sifsei Chachamim, the question of whether Shvius is Chayev or Pati from Bikurim depends on It depends on this question. That's what Rav Gusman said. It depends on this question. If you say it's a chayvas karka, then shvius might be poter from the chayvas karka. If bikurim is a chayvas aguf, shvius has nothing to do with bikurim. Shvius is a chayvas din in the karka, and bikurim is a din in the guf. This is the way that my Rebbe approached the sugya. He also brought a Mishnah in Kalim, Perek Aleph, which very clearly seems to point to Rashi's Yisod. The Mishnah says in Mishnah Vav Perek Aleph of Kalim, Eser Kedusha, saying there are 10 different levels of Kedusha in lands. Eretz Yisrael, Mekudeshes Mikol Aratzos. Eretz Yisrael is more holy than any other land. Umayi Kedusha Asa? Shemivim imeno ha'aymer v'habikurim v'shtei alechem. Masha'ein mevim ken mishar mikol ha'aratzos. The special Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael, which makes it unique, is that you bring from it aymer, bikurim, and shtei alechem. Aymer is the carbon aymer that's brought to Zion Nisan. You can only bring tvua that was collected from Eretz Yisrael for the carbon aymer. Shtei alechem is a carbon that's brought on Shavuos from Chita. You can only bring Chita that grew in Eretz Yisrael for the Shtei Alechem. And Bikurim, says the Eliyahu Rabbah, the Hagos of the Vilna Gaon, and Maseches Tyrus, Bikurim lav mishum kedushas Eretz Yisrael, ela shehi chayves ha'aretz, ve'ino neheges, ela be'eretz Yisrael. Elo aymu Shtei Alechem, ma she'en mivino Yisrael me'eretz Yisrael, imishum kedushas Eretz Yisrael. The Eliyahu Rabbah seems to be saying that the Bikurim here is lav davka. Even though the Mishnah says Bikurim, that's really not connected to Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael. Meaning, you have plenty of mitzvahs at Luyas Baras, Shvias, Trumas, Maisras, Chalal, Bikurim, Chalal Arlen, Kalayim. We have so many other mitzvahs that are mitzvahs at Luyas Baras. Why doesn't the Mishnah say Eretz Yisrael Mekudeshes, my Kedusha Asa, that you chayv in all the mitzvahs at Luyas Baras? The Mishnah doesn't say that, because that is not part of the Kedushas we're discussing. We're discussing Kedushas, not Mitzvahs HaTluyos Baretz. And Mitzvahs HaTluyos Baretz depend on maybe Kedushas HaKarka. It's a different thing. We're discussing Kedushas Mokom, the din of the Mokom of Eretz Yisrael. We're not discussing the Mitzvahs of Eretz Yisrael. We're discussing the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael. And if so, Bikurim doesn't belong here, because that's in the category of Trumas and Maisras, etc. Says Rashiva, according to Rashi, according to the Rashba quoted in Taisvus Bava Basra, the Mishnah is perfectly clear. Bikurim is not a mitzvah tluya ba'aretz. Bikurim belongs in this Mishnah. It's not, this is a raya to Rashi. It's not part of the mitzvahs tluyas ba'aretz, which are not practiced in Eretz Yisrael because they're chayvas karka. No, Bikurim is like the mitzvah of the Omer and Shtei Alechem. It's not a mitzvah tluya ba'aretz, it's because of the kedushas hamakom of Eretz Yisrael, that it's practiced only in Eretz Yisrael. And therefore, it definitely belongs in this Mishnah, together with Omer and Shtei Alechem. And if so, that could be a pshat in the Mishnah that'll answer the question that the Vilna Gaon was bothered by, why is it mentioned Bikurim when it doesn't mention the other mitzvahs, Hatluyas Ba'aretz. I would say another approach to this Mishnah. This Mishnah, I want to suggest another approach to why the Mishnah mentions Bikurim, but does not mention any of the other mitzvahs, Hatluyas Ba'aretz. The Mishnah is discussing Kedushas of Eretz Yisrael over here. What about Eivar HaYarden? What about Eivar HaYarden? When it says Eretz Yisrael Mekudeshes Mikol HaRatzos, is it even more Kadosh than Eivar HaYarden? What does the word Eretz Yisrael mean? Usually Eretz Yisrael, the word Eretz Yisrael doesn't include Eivar HaYarden. There's Eivar HaYarden, there's Eretz Yisrael. As far as all the mitzvahs at Luyas Ba'aretz, Eivar HaYarden is mechuyev in the same mitzvahs as Eretz Yisrael. We know from the Pesukim that Eivar HaYarden was Miskadesh. Why? Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu acquiesced to the request of Bnei God and Bnei Ruvain to take over Eivar HaYarden. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, go ahead, you can have Eivar HaYarden, conquer it. And Bnei Yisrael conquered it. And when they conquered it, the din is at a kivush rabim, makes land outside of Eretz Yisrael into Eretz Yisrael, into having the halachas of Eretz Yisrael. That's Eivar HaYarden. But Eretz Yisrael proper was the place that we're mechuyev to conquer, besides Eivar Yadin, Eivar Yadin is something that we added on. That's Kivush Rabim, and it's Mechuyev in all the mitzvahs. The Mishnah doesn't say mitzvahs atluyas ba'aretz like Truma and Maaser, because Eretz Yisrael is not unique as far as those mitzvahs. Eretz Yisrael has those mitzvahs, and so does Eivar Yadin, Trumas, Maaseres, Chala, Arla, Kilayim, all those mitzvahs are practiced in Eivar Yadin as well. So you can't say Eretz Yisrael is Mekudesh Mikol HaRatzos. It's not more Mekudesh than Eivar Yadin. And in fact, any other land, anywhere in the world, that Klai Yisrael will be Kivish, Bekivish Rabim, will have the din of Eivar Yadin. It will be Mekudesh in the mitzvahs. So how can you say Eretz Yisrael is unique? It's more Kudesh than all the other lands. So, why didn't the Mishnah say, so then you're going to ask me, which Rav Michael Berniker, by the way, asks in his footnotes on the Kuntres HaShirim in Gittin, the son of Rav Grossman asks this, why didn't the Mishnah say, Achadisrei Kedushas, there's also Kedush of Eivar Yarden. Eivar Yarden is also Makadosh in all other lands. So start with Eivar Yarden, Zmchuyiv and Mitzvah Satluis Baretz, and then go to Eretz Yisrael. I'll answer you. Eivar Yarden doesn't have any unique Kedusha of the Makom. It so happens that Klal Yisrael conquered it. That gave it the Kedusha. But any other land that Klal Yisrael will conquer will also have the Kedusha. Will also be Mechuyev in the Mitzvah Satluyas Ba'aretz. So therefore, it's not included in the list over here. It's not included in the Ezra Kedushas. But now we have to analyze what the Mishnah does say. The Mishnah says that Omer, Shtei Lechem, and Bikurim are unique to Eretz Yisrael. Is this true? That these are practiced only in Eretz Yisrael and not with Eivar Yarden? The Ran in Meseches Nedarim, over there the Gemara talks about a story where someone, a Shayara coming from Bavel, and one person stood up and killed another person. And Rav Yechanan explained this because it says, "Menesati lechem sham leiv ragos." People are coming from Chutzlars, they're all very nervous and very not at ease. And therefore, in Chutzlar, such a thing could happen. In Eretz Yisrael, it would never happen. So the Gemara over there says, Akati lo avrinan yardana. It happened before we crossed the Yarden. The Ran says over there, what does it mean before we crossed the Yarden? What does it mean before we cross the Yarden? Because in Eivar HaYarden, although there are certain kedushos that Eivar HaYarden has, it's not kadosh like Eretz Yisrael is. It doesn't have the same level kedusha of Eretz Yisrael, and therefore it's still included in the category of chutzlarts with regard to leiv ragos, being nervous and ill at ease over there. And the Ran explains, because in Eivar HaYarden, you cannot bring the Omer from Eivar HaYarden. Ulushar, and he says also l'ksatz mitzvahs. There are some mitzvahs, such as Arla, Omer l'ksatz mitzvahs, it doesn't have the kedusha of Eretz Yisrael. Very cryptic words. The Karen Oira writes, I have no idea where he got this from. There's absolutely no makar anywhere in Chazal to say that Eretz Yisrael is different from Eivar HaYarden with regard to the carbon of Omer. And besides, what are these other ksas mitzvot? I didn't find any other mitzvot that are noig in Eretz Yisrael, but not in Eivar HaYarden. Rabbi Kiva Eger, and as I go on the side, brings Rashi in two places, Menachos and in Sanhedrin, who writes clearly that when it says that Omer is brought Mikol HaRatzos, it means from Eivar HaYarden, as well as from Yehudim, from Golem. Rashi argues with the Ran and says that you can bring the Omer from Eivar HaYarden as well. But the Ran says it only applies in Eretz Yisrael, not in Eivar HaYarden. Where did he get it from? I think his Makar is our Mishnah. Our Mishnah in Kalim says that Eretz Yisrael is unique. Shemeviyim imenu ha'aymer bikur mishtei lechem ha'she'en meviyim kei mishar kol ha'arotzais. Why didn't it mention the other mitzvahs at Luyas Baretz? Because the other mitzvahs are noig in Eivar HaYarden. We're looking for mitzvahs that apply only in Eretz Yisrael. And these mitzvahs are the mitzvah of Omer, Shtei Alechem, and Bikurim, Omer and Shtei Alechem. These Chiyuv Karbanos, says the Ran, they apply only in Eretz Yisrael. It's not a din in mitzvah tluya ba'aretz, a chayva tluya ba'aretz. It's a din in which land could you take to bring the carbon of Omer from. If so, the Ran might be learning that this might be the makar of the Ran, that Eretz Yisrael is different from Eivar Yadin with regard to these three mitzvahs. And those are the Sha'ar Ksas mitzvahs. Other Ksas mitzvahs are Shtei Lechem and Bikurim. I have support from this I could bring from a Rambam that says that the mitzvah of the Karbana Omer, he says, is brought only from Eretz Yisrael. And he says, but Chodosh, meaning before bringing the Omer, we're not allowed to eat the new produce. That's called the Isser of Chodosh. The Isser of Chodosh applies in Eretz Yisrael and in Chutz Laaretz. Many Achreinim ask on the Rambam, where did he find a way to differentiate between the mitzvah of bringing the Karbana Omer, which land the Omer could be brought from, and which land the Isser of Chodosh applies from? The Gemara in Menachas, Pedalet, tells us that if the Isser of Chodosh does not apply in Chutz Laaretz, then you're not allowed to bring the Karbana Omer from Chutz Laaretz. So I would presume naturally that if it does apply in Chutz Laaretz, you could bring the Karbana Omer from Chutz Laaretz. It's not muchach from the Gemara, but why did the Rambam separate the place that the Isser Chodesh applies to and the place that the Chiyuv Omer comes from? The answer might be this Mishnah. This Mishnah says that Eretz Yisrael is unique with regard to the Karbana Omer, and it doesn't mention the Isser of Chodesh. The Mishnah is holding that the Isser Chodesh is a mitzvah tliya ba'aretz. It's the Karbana Omer that makes Eretz Yisrael unique. Because the Karbana Omer depends on the Kedushas Haaretz, it's not related to the Mitzvah Satluyas Ba'aretz, it's not related to the Isser of Chodesh even. Isser of Chodesh could apply even in Eivar Yarden. In any case, and in Chutz Laaretz as well, in fact. The question is, am I right, am I correct in assuming that the mitzvah Bikurim only applies in Eretz Yisrael and not in Eivar Yarden? The answer to that is a Mishnah Mefureshes in Bikurim, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Yud. The Mishnah says, Mevi'in Bikurim, Me'evar Yarden. Says, Me'evar Yarden, you can bring Bikurim. Mevi Bikurim, Me'evar Yarden. Rabbi Yossi Omer, that Me'evar Yarden, Ein Mevi'in Bikurim, Me'evar Yarden. And the Mefarshim Mishnah say, we pass him like the Tanakhama, not like Rav Yehuda Glili, who says, Ein Mevi'in Bikurim Me'evar Yarden, which would seem to contradict my thesis that Bikurim is unique to Eretz Yisrael. However, the Rambam, in Mishnah Torah, Perek Beis of Hilchos Bikurim, says that in Eivar Yarden and Surya, Bikurim is only Drabanan. And the Mefarshei Rambam explained that he understood that the Tanakhama is Mechayev Bikurim in Eivar Yarden only Midrabanan. Where did the Rambam get this from? The Marik, Sherish Kuf Chaf Beis, deals at length with the source for the Rambam, that the Mishnah, which says that Bikurim is Noig in Eivar Yarden, is telling us that it's Noig only Midrabanan. Where did he get it from that it's only Midrabanan? It doesn't say that. In the Perisha Mishnah, it's Mashma that he held that it's Midaraisa, not just Midrabanan. The answer might be, our Mishnah is a Stam Mishnah, clearly seeming to follow all the opinions, doesn't seem like it's something that's argued about here, and it says, Eretz Yisrael is unique from Eivar Yarden, according to the way I explained, with regard to the mitzvah of Bikurim. So if so, what does the Mishnah mean in Bikurim, when it says Bikurim is Noig from Eivar Yarden? It's Drabanan. That's what I could say. The Marik explains that that's how the Rambam learns that Mishnah is only Drabanan. The Beis Halevi, Chelek Beis Simen Nun, has another approach to the Rambam where he says that the Rambam learns that Mishnah in Bikurim, that's following the opinion that Kedusha Rishayna Kitchela Shaita, the Kitchela Asid Lavai. It's following the opinion that the original Kedusha Eretz Yisrael remains. But nowadays, if you don't say Kitchel Shait with Kitchel Asad Lavai, then an Eivar Yarden won't have Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael with regard to Bikurim. So, in any case, that'll also follow with my thesis that the Mishnah in Kalim is telling us that certain mitzvahs are knowing only in Eretz Yisrael and not even in Eivar Yarden. And as I said, that could be the Makar for the Ran as well. Rashi, as we mentioned, the Rashi in Sanhedrin and Menachah says that Karbana Omer may be brought from Chutz Laaretz. It may be brought from Eivar Yarden, I'm sorry, not from Chutz Laaretz, but from Eivar Yarden. Rashi, how would Rashi learn the Mishnah in Kalim? According to what I'm saying, that the Mishnah is telling us Bikurim only applies in Eretz Yisrael, not in Eivei Yardin. And that's why the Mishnah doesn't mention all the other mitzvahs that Tluyas Baretz. The answer is, like the Rosh Hashiva said, like Rav Gusman said, Rashi is Rashi Tosa. Rashi holds that the reason the Mishnah doesn't mention the mitzvahs that Tluyas Baretz is because we're not talking about Kedushas HaKark, we're talking about Kedushas HaMokom. And Bikurim is not a mitzvah Tluyas Baretz. Rashi holds that Bikurim is a mitzvah Tali Begavra. And nevertheless, it's Noig only in Eretz Yisrael. So Rashi didn't have to explain the Mishnah the way that I explained it and say that the mitzvah Bikurim only applies in Eretz Yisrael, not in Eivei Yarden. You could say the mitzvah of Bikurim applies in Eivei Yarden as well, and Omer applies in Eivei Yarden as well. But the Mishnah is only counting things which are not mitzvahs Atlius Ba'aretz. But according to the other Rishonim, many Rishonim disagree with Rashi. Learn Bikurim is a mitzvah Tluya Ba'aretz. According to them, we may explain the Mishnah the way I said, that we're discussing mitzvahs which are noeg only in Eretz Yisrael, and they're not noeg in Eiver HaYarden. I will summarize what we spoke out. We discussed the Rash, the strange omission in Rashi in Kedushin, where he lists mitzvahs atlius baretz but not bikurim, and answered it based on Rav Gusman Zatzal's explanation that according to Rashi, Bikurim is not a mitzvah tluya baretz. The source for that is the Tosfos in Bava Basra Pei Aleph, who explains that we need a special pasuk to teach us that Bikurim is not noeg in Chutz Laaretz. Rashi's also l'shitaso in Gittin, where he says that Bikurim chayves gavra, and you have to buy the Bikurim back from a guy if you sell it to a guy. If you say that ein kinyan la'akum la'afkuei eretz Yisrael mitrumas and maisers. Then we discuss the Mishnah in Kalim, which also might support Rashi. It didn't count the mitzvahs of Tluyas Ba'aretz as making Eretz Yisrael special, but it did count Bikurim. And then I suggested my own approach, that the Mishnah there is counting the mitzvahs that only apply in Eretz Yisrael and not in Eivei Yarden. Support from this is brought from the Ran in the Dorim that says some mitzvahs don't apply in Eivei Yarden, and from the Rambam that says that the mitzvah of Bikurim is not applicable in Eivei Yarden, Midaraisa. And even those who hold that it does apply in Eivei Yarden, that's only Mitrabanan, or that's only if they hold Kedush Rishonim Kitshelos Lova, etc. And Rashi is again Lashitaso, when Rashi says that the Omer is Noeg in Eivei Yarden, because Rashi will hold the Mishnah in Kalim is not differentiating between Eretz Yisrael and Eivei Yarden, but between Mitzvahs Atluyos B'Makom, the Kedushas HaMakom, and Mitzvahs Atluyos B'Aretz, the Kedushas HaAretz.